The wet brakes screeched as the car rolled to a halt near the road's end. We waited, patiently, while the aging guard removed the chain from the black steel gate. All it took to free me, after 18 long years, was an offhanded wave and a twist of his key. Newly found liberty notwithstanding, my thoughts remained chained to the never-ending darkness of the previous night. Throughout the sleepless hours, I'd maintained strict vigilance over the never-ending rows of undersized beds, watching for shadows and listening for sounds that didn't belong. Minutes passed without hurry. I grabbed a fold of my threadbare sheet and traced cleansing spirals on the lenses of my poorly fitted glasses. Then, without the slightest sound against my tattered pillow, I turned my head toward the massive triple windows on the east side of the large room and prayed that morning was well on its way. With more time to wait came more time to wait. More time to reminisce as well. I had been caged for so long that I could scarcely recall the pleasure of basic hygiene, much less the joy that came with independence. The stench of days-old urine on rarely bathed women, the screams, the haunted laughter, the tantrums, the sobs, the vacant expressions, the absence of privacy, the isolation, the loss of self and those I loved.